Hartford, Indiana.
Ladies and gentlemen, children and adults of all ages, you asked for it, we brought it back by popular demand. WILO, in association with WeLoveBigDeals.com, presents the WILO Gong Show.
I don't sing so good.
Doesn't matter.
My kid's really horrible at jokes.
No problem. What do you win? Bragging rights, and you'll like it. Host Bill Gant navigates the stormy seas of questionable talent Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 to 8. Thanks to our friends at Susan Casper State Farm, Goodwin Funeral Home, and Archer Weston Funeral Home.
Hi, Bill Gant here. I guess I'll be hosting the Gong Show from 7 to 8 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
We're going to need more energy than that, Bill.
I got my gong shined up and ready. It's cool. I'm covered in Lysol. Hi, Bill Gant here. Join me Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. on WILO's Gong Show.
On 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, WILO, and on demand at HoosierlandTV.com.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
There is a difference. Oh, what a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community minded, just like you.
There is a difference.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
Indiana 811.
Hello?
Yes, you should contact 811 before digging, no matter how big or small the project. So, you want to put up a fence, plant a tree, and put in a new mailbox. We'll have someone sent to locate utilities for free within 2 working days.
Avoid damages or injury. Call 811 or visit 811now.com before you dig.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
HoosierlandTV.com is adding new events and programming to the broadcast day every day. Live and worldwide coverage of each morning's Party Line program on WILO. Parades, festivals, local sports, and more. All broadcasts are archived, so you can access when it's convenient for you. Right now is a good time to check out our recent broadcasts and see what's happening live all day at HoosierlandTV.com.
It's called Greek's Pizzeria, but it's actually great Italian food in Frankfort, Indiana, right on the square. And even though you can't sit in the dining room right now, you can definitely carry the great taste of Italy into your home or have it delivered to you. Greek's Pizzeria even has a delicious gluten-free option on their medium pizzas, as well as amazing pastas and fresh salads, too.
Hello, I'm Heather Wood, general manager of Greek's Pizzeria. Even though you can't dine in, you can always place an order to pick up or let us deliver it right to your door.
Call 765-601-4269 and let Greek's Pizzeria cook for you.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Friday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's Pepe's and Greek's Pizzeria, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by Slabby's Food and Freedom, Ardente Dental, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Joining us on the phone is Health Department Director for the County of Clinton. That is Rodney Wan. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well this morning. We appreciate all the timely, topical information you've been keeping us up to date with over the past couple of weeks, Rodney, and I'm sure there will be tons more as we move into this.
Well, and certainly we want to thank you for giving us the continual format to be able to get the information out to folks.
Well, I called you yesterday afternoon after we had got a couple of calls at the radio station about a second confirmed case, and you confirmed that for us. And kind of your thought process was, you know, once we get one, it kind of it's not really worth just, you know, mentioning every one or two more that we get. But we did have another one confirmed and a couple other people being tested, which is no big surprise, right?
No. As I was talking to you, yeah, most counties are not coming in and giving an account of every single case at this point. But what we're looking for next in this community is to try to stave off a community spread, which is that person-to-person within the community. And that's going to be the next thing we're looking out for and monitoring.
And one way to keep that from happening is doing exactly what we've been told to do the last couple of weeks, which is social distancing and quarantining ourselves in our home.
Yeah, actually, that is the only thing and the most critical thing we can do right now. And again, my hat's off to the county commissioners for coming out once again last evening and making sure to reiterate that to folks and to underscore the severity of all this right now.
That's the first thing I read this morning on Party Line, too. Yeah, it was pretty pointed, but it needs to be, you know?
Yes, it definitely does. There are counties that are doing poorly in this situation, and we're seeing them take more extreme circumstantial measures, and I think the commissioners are being very transparent in the idea that we don't want to be in that position, but if they have to, they will take those positions, so...
You just mentioned some of the other counties doing some other steps. What other steps could they take, you know, what we have so far?
Well, we've seen a spectrum in the last probably couple of weeks. We saw, I think it was Howard County that had went further on to say that the stores that are staying open can only sell essential goods and not non-essential. There's a report card out there on the website that we've been posting on our Facebook that grades different counties throughout the country on their social distancing. And here just recently, Decatur County down in southern eastern Indiana was receiving the F, and unfortunately their authorities in the county have had to take the action of no restaurants being open whatsoever, no drive-through, no pickup, nothing. So there are more measures that may have to be taken. But as the commissioners made clear, if we follow what we're supposed to be doing right now, they won't have to do that.
Have you guys gotten any kind of an idea as to about how long this may go, or you know, anything like that? Are we getting closer, or are we still about where we were, or just starting?
Well, and again, we're following what the federal task force is saying, but we're also looking at the trends of the cities ahead of us and the states ahead of us, and you know. We're looking at probably another 3 to 4 weeks out in the Clinton County area before we see a peak. But again, this is what we're trying to avoid is the peak. So in order to flatten the curve, it means you've got to take more time out. And that means it takes longer for that peak to finally come. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. So, so as far as time, we'd rather take more time to make sure the curve's flat and to protect our health care than to try to put a shortened life on this, which is going to put people out there, and then we're going to get a curve. Unfortunately, that's higher than we want.
What do you think, if that peak hits, what is it going to look like around here?
Well, we're going to have overwhelmed health services right off the bat. We're already at a critical stage with the protection that's necessary to keep those health care folks on the job and working safely. We're a small community. It will not take a lot to overwhelm our health care services. Then every single individual that has any need, whether it be COVID-related or not, will have a challenge in getting the services that they need. And in our county, I don't think that number is very high.
So, Okay. I'm trying to think. Go ahead. You got something on top of your head? Because right now I'm blank right this
No, second. I was over here talking to somebody else. But so, Rodney, you know, again, the commissioners put this out yesterday. And this is, like you said, I mean, I think we should reiterate it. This is the only thing we can do to stop this. And we saw the Bloomberg report this morning that says Indiana could be a next hot spot. I don't know if that's because of our proximity to Chicago or, you know.
I'd say Indy.
Yeah, Indy as well, so.
Well, yeah, Indy's creating their own situation as a hot spot. And really, they have opportunities now to sort of slow that down and flatten the curve. And I think that's why our friend there up at the task force, Dr. Jerome Adams, was saying, you know, he identified Indianapolis as that potential, you know, because of that. You know, we've got Indy or Marion County over 1,000 cases now. We have three counties in the state that are racing towards 500 cases, with Hamilton and Johnson not that far away from us, and Lake just up to the north of us. So we're seeing the numbers in the centers, and every county, again, I want to reiterate, can write their own history on this as far as what we do and how well we do it. So, so far, Clinton County is doing well. But we need to realize we're a small community with lesser resources, and we have to do better.
But in a way, you know, being a smaller community helps in that case because we're not inundated by so many people around us. We just got to just do what we're supposed to do within our own county.
Right, exactly. At this point, exactly, our composite of mostly the rural and partly urban is helping us at this point. But I'm sure our friend Shan can tell us the best numbers, but my guesstimation is we probably have 25% or so of our population that goes to Tippecanoe or Hamilton or Marion County for their daily work, and likely they're essential workers right now. So they're traveling in and out of the county, many of them healthcare workers as well. So we got to realize that.
You know, I heard something the other day, and they said you should possibly swab the your gas pump and do things like that. Do you guys recommend things of that nature? Or if you're out and about and you have to go to the gas station or go to the store, things like that, what do you recommend people take with them or to maybe help counteract some things?
Well, I would say this is the best recommendation, knowing that we have limited resources here. Swabs are going to, you know, wipes are going to run out sooner or later. They're already in critical supply now. Gloves are another option, you know, where you walk around with a pair of gloves on all day long when you're outside of your home. The very best recommendation is twofold. It's washing your hands at least 4 or 5 times a day, especially when you're out and doing things.
Okay.
And the other is to not touch your face, your eyes, your nose, your mouth while you're out. Because if you're using the wipes, for one thing, you're going to run out of them sooner or later, and they could be utilized in our facilities to keep them sanitized much better. If you use gloves, you get the false sense that you're protected. And then if you don't take those gloves off while you're out and you do touch your face, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, then you're already just carrying the germs right there to the source again. So the best recommendation is to continuously wash your hands 4 or 5 times throughout the day.
What do you recommend to people who have a lot of dry eyes and itchy eyes? What do you recommend for that during the situation?
Well, obviously they're going to need to try to do something to keep that situation hydrated. You know, I'm not sure if the COVID itself does anything to make that worse. Obviously there's a good possibility of that, but you know, here's the big thing. This is springtime hitting us now. A lot of people have, you know, sinuses, hay fever, allergies starting up. So this is another key time for folks. Know your body. Know what your normal circumstances are this time of year, because at this point, everybody that gets a sniffle, a cough, a cold, or a sinus situation is going to think suddenly, you know, the other way. And at this point, again, we need to everybody remain logical about this and remain, you know, cognitive of what we are normally feeling like this time of year. So,
with the temperature starting to change, have you guys found anything yet that what the temperature change when it starts to get warmer, what does that do to the virus or anything of that nature as of yet?
I don't think there's been enough time on studies with that. Okay. I think they're going to tell you, like they would on any virus, that when it's exposed to UV and different types of UV have different effects, that it will, you know, have a degradative effect on that. But we haven't had enough study, and in this case, you know, right now with people just going outside, that's probably not enough to say it's going to just suddenly be gone in the community. So.
And also, let's just be honest, you haven't had a whole lot of time to think about doing a study like that either right now.
I'm sure somebody at Johns Hopkins or somewhere else in a brilliant center of think is doing that. but, you know, this takes time. It takes data collection. And we're in the hemispheres that are in the colder weather right now, so they haven't had the opportunity to see much sunlight yet. So I'm sure somebody will have an excellent report for us at some point on that, though.
Anything else we need to know, Rodney, before we let you go this morning?
Again, that PPE supplies, personal protective equipment, are critical. They're, you know, the national stockpile has been announced as empty. Anyone that has a group that would normally be meeting and now can't meet, but maybe wants to take on a project, I'm certain that if it's not now, it will be in the coming weeks that we need additional face masks, the surgical masks to be available. I sort of cringe on the idea that the federal government may start telling at least some states that they need to have just the regular public wearing those because the demand will be even greater. So if there's someone out there that can help out with that in our community, that would certainly help the situation. So I encourage them to get involved and maybe, you know, through their virtual process, be able to get a small group together and try to help start doing that. So.
Okay. All right. Rodney Bond, Health Department Director, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great weekend. Thanks for all you're doing.
You too, gentlemen. Yes, and be safe out there, please.
Right. You too, Rodney. Right. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you, Rodney. Or be safe in there, right? Yeah. Not out there. Yeah. And if you're out, be safe too,
yeah.
Right?
Just be safe.
Just be safe.
Be safe in your bubble or in your area. Just be safe.
Be safe in your bedroom.
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got a few more minutes. If there's something on your mind, you can give Ken and myself a call at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
HoosierLandTV.com is adding new events and programming to the broadcast day every day. Live and worldwide coverage of each morning's Party Line program on WILO. Parades, festivals, local sports, and more. All broadcasts are archived, so you can access when it's convenient for you. Right now is a good time to check out our recent broadcasts and see what's happening live all day at HoosierLandTV.com.
Join WILO and Hall Trucking for AgriTalk and the WILO Farm at Noon every weekday starting at 11. At 11 o'clock, we bring you AgriTalk, one full hour live, talking about everything agriculture, issues affecting farmers and the ag community. Then at 12 noon, join us for the latest ag markets, the Midday Energy Report, and Managing for Profits. Brought to you by Hall Trucking and your home for the most accurate and credible ag news in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Indiana 811.
Hello?
Yes, you should contact 811 before digging, no matter how big or small the project.
Hello?
So, you want to put up a fence, plant a tree, and put in a new mailbox. We'll have someone sent to locate utilities for free within 2 working days.
Avoid damages or injury. Call 811 or visit 811now.com before you dig.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierLandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierLandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera.
WILO.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Friday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by Slabby's Food and Freedom, Ardente Dental, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin Keith on a Friday. Thanks for being here with us. Us is Wylo News Director Ken Hartman.
Yes.
Ken, 2 days ago I saw a nice story in the Frankfurt Times on Schultz IGA. I don't know if you had a chance to read that or not.
I did not.
Aaron did a nice job with that, Aaron Kennedy, with the Frankfurt Times. So I just wanted to give a shout out to another media group in town here.
Mm-hmm.
Or not the group. I don't like the group. I like the Times, and yeah. I like Aaron Kennedy.
Aaron's a good guy.
He really is. Not a big fan of his parent company he works for, but
no,
we'll leave that right there.
Yeah, and I've done that before. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So non-essential businesses are supposed to be shut down, right?
Yeah.
Why is CNN still on the air then?
I knew something was coming.
Okay, you did. I was kind of surprised when Rodney was telling us 1,000 cases in Marion County. Because I see the website, I like the Facebook page, so I see the numbers each day, but I never really dig down.
But you know, what I'd like to know is, I should have asked you this, is that the percentage of population per community, roughly,
mm-hmm.
about how many are having, how many do have this so far?
Yeah, yeah, like 1 in 6 or what?
Like,
yeah,
or is it 20% or is it 15 mm-hmm. or is it, you know, how big a percentage is it?
Yeah, I don't know if they can track that as quick as it moves.
And as we said yesterday, you know, Chicago, Indy, New York, you know, San Francisco, L.A., those type mm-hmm. of, you know, there's going to be a lot.
Yeah, especially when more tests become available. So we've been knowing that for a while. I'm quickly becoming a big fan of Bloomberg. Not Michael Bloomberg, but the Bloomberg News Group, and I always have been a fan of Bloomberg. They're pretty good for mainstream media. They put the facts out there, and a lot of their opinion pieces I agree with. Now, honestly, Mike Bloomberg is a Republican. I mean, he ran as a Democrat, he's a Republican. So I do sort of like Michael Bloomberg, and the fact that he was running on the Democratic ticket and the Democrats hate him makes me like him even more. So, he was the one that the Democrats should have got. I think he had the best chance of beating Trump, which is not much of a chance, but I mean, you got Joe Biden. Wow.
Yeah, slim and none, and slim just left.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, the Bloomberg opinion piece here is, labeled an outbreak among farm workers would be catastrophic.
Oh, boy.
There is no evidence that COVID-19 has been transmitted by food or food packaging, according to U.S. federal health agencies. But how the virus fares among food workers may be a different story. Now, by law, food manufacturers must prevent anyone who is sick or has a communicable disease from handling, processing, or preparing food for human consumption, but much of the food supply chain is staffed by low-wage workers, many of them undocumented immigrants with limited ties, and we use that loosely, to health services.
Mm-hmm.
The Pew Research Center has estimated that about a quarter of U.S. farm workers are undocumented. A U.S. Department of Labor survey estimated that the share of field workers who are undocumented is closer to half. So you can see where I'm going with this, right?
I know exactly where you're going.
Immigrant farming communities are often close-knit with laborers living like 15 people to a bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they do some of that in Frankfurt, too, but
yeah.
I'll leave that right there. One California grower told National Public Radio that if the coronavirus penetrates the ag community, it will, quote-unquote, spread like wildfire. So, again, we have AgriTalk. We have the Wylo Farm at Noon. If you're listening to that right now, they're talking about these things. They're talking about the there's a crisis in the dairy markets right now. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, one thing moves over here and you go fix that, and you got two things moving over here and you go fix that, and you got something else moving, you know.
I think it'll be a little bit worse than that. It may wipe it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you got all those people out there.
Because here's the thing. If you don't have any workers to help get your product out, how are you going to get it out?
Yeah.
Unless you do it yourself.
Yeah, which isn't feasible. I mean, you get out there and work, but you're not going to do the work of, you know.
You can't do it all by yourself.
25 people.
That's right.
All right. So we got about 5 minutes left in the program. Let's see. Golden Corral is an Indiana-based restaurant. Now, I like Golden Corral. There's one or two in Indy. They used to be a little more prevalent in southern Indiana.
One in Lafayette.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I lived there for a year and a half and didn't know that.
Shell
doesn't like Golden Corral.
I can't say I'm a big fan.
Well, she just, I don't know, she's not a fan of buffets. So.
Okay. All right.
So if she's not a fan, neither am I. But okay. I've always liked Golden Corral.
All right.
And there's a really nice one on Shadeland Avenue in Indianapolis and around 71st Street that's nice and clean, and I take my kids there all the time.
Okay.
An Indiana restaurant, Golden Corral, is pitching in to feed first responders on the front lines of the coronavirus. The GM, Landis Skaggs, says it's the least they could do to help the fire department and hospital, which is right next door there. Mm-hmm. He says he plans to continue to deliver the meals every other day, including weekends through the end of the month. So good for them.
Yeah.
People are still wanting to go on cruises for some reason.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me.
No, cruise reservations.
Play this stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now is the time.
You're stupid.
Thank you.
Okay, I might have that one on standby a couple times for this.
Oh, gosh.
Cruise reservations are up about 10%.
Why?
Over the last month. I don't know. Maybe some people aren't watching the news. Some of them are even using cruise credits from trips that were canceled because of the outbreak. Experts wonder if many of the cruise lines will even be operating by next year.
Did they get enough stupid people like the ones who are just...
Maybe, yeah, right, yeah. Pay the bills, right?
They'll make it.
Well, I saw something. There was somebody really upset because they were trying to get their money back. And they're not giving money back.
No,
their cruise is not giving. They'll give you what they call a... travel credits.
Or a voucher, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, coronavirus has now spread to the Amazon.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Not the website, the rainforest.
Yeah.
Brazil says they've recorded the first case of COVID-19 in an indigenous village deep inside the Amazon. They have no idea how it spread there, since most of those natives never leave their tribe. And some haven't even been exposed to other humans.
I just wonder how much the burning of the rainforest actually affects all that.
You would think it sure wouldn't help, right?
You wouldn't think so.
Target and Home Depot is enforcing social distancing by putting new employees they call distance monitors in its stores. Home Depot, they're assigning social distancing captains. Basically, they're like referees who tell shoppers when they're standing too close to someone else.
I have one question about that. Are they equipped with a whistle or a taser?
I would be tasing them. I mean, maybe a warning or something.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Who's standing close to people in public?
You know, I don't know.
I mean, is that really a problem?
Yeah, it is.
That's stupid.
I've noticed more and more, especially at checkout lines, not so much in the stores, but I've noticed at checkout lines, they actually put a little tape down on the floor now, which they're saying 6 feet.
Absolutely.
But as far as actually in the aisles, they haven't done that yet. I don't know if they could, you know, could Walmart or Meijer do something like, I suppose they could. They'd probably run out of masking tape.
Well, when all this is over, we're going to remember the companies and the businesses that shut down,
mm-hmm.
that didn't come asking for money and advertising at a time of crisis, and slime balls like the owners of Hobby Lobby.
Oh, God, I saw this.
I think they're just being greedy and putting customers and staff at risk. They're reopening stores in parts of the country.
Yeah.
The company says they are an essential business because they sell educational and make-your-own mask supplies and products for at-home small businesses.
If you could find a way to make sure they do that, I wouldn't have a problem necessarily with that. But
yeah, I guarantee you,
they ain't doing that.
They're not roping off the nice $20 vases.
No, they're
they?
Not doing that.
Okay. And one more for you. Who cares about stay-at-home orders if you're rich and famous? You can do about whatever you want, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. How about breaking quarantine rules to get a gym to open just for you? This is like me calling the YMCA in town and saying, hey, Tristan, I want to come in. I'm Kevin Keith.
Yeah.
I'm someone special.
Yeah, I want the whole gym or I want the whole workout center to myself.
Just open it for me, okay?
That's right.
J-Lo and A-Rod did this.
Oh, I remember seeing
that. They got a gym in Miami to open just so they can work out. Couldn't they scrounge up enough cash to buy a Peloton or something?
That should be pocket change for those.
Man,
kids.
You would think so. I don't understand some people, but again, when you're a celebrity,
you can do what you want.
You can do what you want. Just ask OJ, right?
That's right.
Ken, have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right. And we want you to have a great weekend, too. Even though it's Friday, that means very little to Ken and myself. We encourage you to check ClintonCountyDailyNews.com all day, all night, all weekend, and first thing Monday morning, because we will be putting updates on there as they warrant. And we encourage you to take care of each other this weekend, all right? Stay in, because if you do that, that's going to help us all get through this a little more quickly. We want to thank our Party Line sponsors, too, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and Hardesty Landscaping, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by Slabby's Food and Freedom, Ardente Dental, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. A reminder, Shan Sheridan is coming up next with a new version of the E-Factor. He'll be doing part two with one of our 99-year-old Clinton County treasures, Leroy Good. So that'll be coming up right after Party Line here. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 8:30 from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.